Begin the current daven. Sechdes erbin daf yitess. Begin the men alf. Begin the taste the masal. Begin with the gemara. Paishi Yisrael, the Jewish sinners in Urshalat ben the fires do not control them. Kavachem is be'razav. It's kavachem from the golden altar. Taisa explains the difference between tamid chachamim and regular Jewish sinners, because Taisa says tamid it's a wonder because the mesechdes chagiga on daf chavzaim and alf other kavachemim is salamandra. They didn't make kavachem from a salamandra. It's an interesting type of a creature. The Tamid Chachamim ain't Urshalaitzman. But one thing is that from there we learn how Kavachim, if the fire doesn't dominate over there, for sure it's not going to dominate over Tamid Chachamim from Mekavachim. So if so, what are we saying? Two Kavachim is one we're saying here regarding the sins of the Jewish people from the Mizbech Hazab. They were bringing for Tamid Chachamim from that of the Salmendra, where there they made from fire, and Tamid Chachamim is from fire. So that's his taste, because Yvesham, what you can say is the Peshi Yisrael, because the Jewish sins, which we're saying over here, Penei Mashchir. Although the fires are not shed on them, but their face gets blackened. Which the Gemara Chagiga, there it does not dominate them at all, and therefore that's why I bring two different kavuchim. Ketanik says the master begins with the Gemara Bar Mi Ba V'Chulu, except for someone who cohabits with a non-Jewish woman, etc. Tesis explains differences in those who go to Gehenna. Our Gemara said, whoever's chayav Gehenna, Avraham Avinu come takes them out, except for a Jew who had relations with a non-Jewish woman, then Avraham Avinu doesn't recognize him, doesn't take him out. Now, Taisa is bothered. He says, L'shaykh l'mikshavei b'hazam. So, Taisa is answering the question over here already. He says, you cannot have counted this example of the man who has relations with a non-Jewish woman in the Gemara B'Matzid of Nanchas Mabez. Kabashleisha, Yom Ligehen Ben Moilim. It says three types of people that they go to him, they don't come out, which is we're seeing everyone does, except someone who is Baal Bas Akum. So why doesn't it say that over there in those three? And that's his taste because it's not true. This one who's Baal Akam, he comes out, Kesha Kibaldini, when he accepts his punishment after 12 months. We're saying everyone else just dips in and is taken right out. But this one will go for 12 months, but not that it's not Oila. Those three are never Oila. But once we introduce that Gemara, but then he says, why do I mention them? The sinners of the Jewish people with their bodies, Batstukin and the Sadducees, etc., which the Gemara Mishnah tells us they ain't Oilin, that they don't come up. So I want to mention those. Why we mention all those three that we say over there? That's the Tais Lafisha Shnuyim Bebrais, because they're already torn in the price, and therefore we didn't have to say it in a separate statement. Now, and Tais has another question. Although whitening a person's face, embarrassing him, is counted in those three, but that's already taught already in the Mishnaic text, in Masechta Zavos. So why do you have to say it? If you're saying that's the reason why you don't say a different halacha, that a patient so begufin and is stukin. And that says, Tais, Mekamakam Hashemim is still coming to teach you. In that, when we tell you about Mam Nechav Abraham, we say it in the way of the Mechana Shem. That's the Chiddush in that. You're right, the actual Mam Nechav Abraham that we already know from Avos. But that a person gives a nickname, have a Mam, that's considered embarrassing. Amagab Dashbe Vishmei. Although people have already called him this nickname for a long time, still, even if he's not going to get embarrassed, his face is not going to whiten, still that's included in Nana Mechil Mam Bo, and going down again and not coming out. That's why we say that over there. Ketanik says, Master, at the beginning of the Gemara, Dilma Hainu de Yerushalayim. Well, maybe that's the one of Yerushalayim, which actually says, not maybe, potentially actually means a pasuk. It's the pasuk in Yeshua Tezvav, because the Gemara asks, well, what's a gay Behenim? There's another place of an entryway to that of Gehenim, not just those three of the Midbar, the Yam, and Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, no, the one of that valley is Yerushalayim. And Tosfos says, that's what it says in Sefer Yeshua. It talks about the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, Gei Ben-Hinnom, the valley of Ben-Hinnom Begoyim, Yerushalayim. So you see that it was actually in Yerushalayim. And then Tosfos says, B'loi Gersin Hayin the Midbar. Because technically you could have said that this valley is one of the two other places, that of the Midbar. Tosfos says, no, because we see from the Pasuk, as our Gersin says, that it's actually, we know it from the Pasuk, that it is Yerushalayim. Ketanik says, Matzah begins with the Gemara, Be'er Shachas, the pit of destruction. Ketanik says, Napasik, that's one of the names of Gehenim. Kilesazim Nafshel Shol, because you did not forsake my soul for Shol, which one of the names of Gehenim. Lesit Mechasit Chalir Shachas, you did not give over your pious ones to see destruction. So he says, how do you learn that from this Pasik? Because behind the Be'er Shachas, that Shachas and Be'er Shachas is the same thing. Now, therefore, what Tosfos says, Mahai Kra, Hamamatz Lasui, Dishmai Shol. Obviously, you could have brought from this Pasik also that the name of Gehenim is Shol, because it's comparing it to Shachas, which is also one of the names of Gehenim, but the Gemara brought a different pasuk. Mentes asks, wait a second. Okay, it says Shachas, which refers to Gehenim, even though we say really the name is Be'er Shachas, but Vohadalei Ma'asekar, why don't you bring a pasuk that actually says explicitly, Vohadalei Kim to read them, Le'Be'er Shachas, you God, you should take them down to the pit of destruction. That says explicitly Be'er. Why didn't you say that pasuk? And that's what it says, no, because the high crumb of Kebix of that pasuk was talking about the grave, where David HaMelech was davening regarding Dergach Itayful, that Hashem should, who they were painting David, and Hashem should go ahead and chase them out from the land of the living. Kedemuchas Ebed Kol, like you see at the end of the pasuk, that all he wanted was for them to die, not for them their punishment. Which Anshe Dam Mim, they're men of blood and of deceit, they shouldn't live about half their lives. So therefore, it wasn't referring to Gehenna of the punishment, rather just to die. And therefore, the Gemara did not bring that as a source of one of the names of Gehenna. Kshenek says the master begins with the Gemara Tzalmavis and the shadow of death. That's one of the names of Gehenna. The Tzalik says in the pasuk, Gishvei Chashev Tzalmavis, those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Which actually explains what is really the appropriate pasuk. Because this is actually high cross, this pasuk we're bringing in our Gemara, but Tehillim, because it was written Tehillim, by the four times people have to give thanks for a miracle that was done for them, where that they're still alive in this world. And therefore, how could you learn from there? That's one of the nicknames of Gehenna. So the Tehillim disagrees and says, Nick is from the Gassu, it seemed like the text that have the words of the pasuk and Eif. Before I go and I don't return, El Eretz Chashav Tzamavis, to the land of darkness and of the shadow of death. That's referring to Gehenna, where he's never going to come back again. And that's where you see that's a nickname of Tzamavis or Gehenna. And then in the additions of Taisis, in Taisa adds on that this that it says one of the names was Tachtis, which the Gemara said that that's a tradition that we have. Taisa says no, Chitis Garis. It has to be Chitis because the Tachtis, the underworld, actually Ksim B'chesel is a pasuk. It's not from tradition. That all the nations are going to go into Gehenim, to the underground. And therefore that you know from a pasuk, which is the one from tradition, is actually Chitis. The master begins with the Gemara, Tafta. There's another name of Gehenim called Tafta, which just explains, well, why there are actually seems to be other names too. So he says, Aluka is the pasuk in Mishlei, the Gemara with Zara on the Pizayin, actually spans referring to Gehenim. So why didn't say that? Actually, Aluka is the name of a sage. No, it's not really the name of Gehenna. Rather, it's comparing to the Shlema Melech that used the names of sages, which, as we find, Kamoy Le'itiel, where the Pasuk in Mishlei, Laman Aleph, where Shlema Melech is saying like a nickname for himself. So to his Aluka, which is because of the depth of his Machshava, and that he's open to all the wisdom in the world. But therefore, that's why it doesn't mention one's name is Gehenna. But like we mentioned, that the Gemara Navadzah says it is referring to Gehenna. That's Taisis, no, it's not. That's really the name of the sages. Behind Mishim Bechsib Asri, it's only because it says after that, Shalimoy Tzarechem. So since it talks about that right afterwards, Gehenna, so therefore it mentions that as the name, but really it's not the name of Gehenna. But Amiyu Kashba Taisis, but it is difficult. It's not like what Rabbeinu Tam says. It does not mention, when it talks about the different names of Shlema, it does not mention, like Rabbeinu Tam is trying to say, Aluka. That's one of Shlema Melech's names. Become a Gimel Vidal Dvar Maksum Maisa Sefer. And it talks about there regarding three and four things. It doesn't mention that Aluka is one of the names. Now, although it doesn't mention Yaka, which is one of his names, so maybe we wouldn't be able to bring it right that it doesn't mention it. And that's the says, maybe because it included one of the other names mentioned, there was Ugar, which Ugar is like from gathering together, that he gathers together a lot of wisdom. And then you have the name Yaka, which is that he spits it out, he regurgitates, so that's Ugar ben Yaka. So therefore, maybe it's already included in the name of Ugar. And therefore, it wouldn't be a Raya that why we didn't mention that, oh, because we left over some. No, it seemed like that's not one of his names. And Taisa actually says, yeah, Vapayit Namayastu. The Python, the one that wrote the Piyutim, also established the name of Aluka, B'Shem Gehenna. That is one of the names of Gehenna. By the Piyut, that's by Shabbos Chanukah, B'Zulas, in other words, by the Piyut, that's after the words that Ein Lo Elokim Zulasecha, then it starts Ein Tzur Chalaf, that there's no other creator besides you. And it says, over the Yoktu Bahavavei Alak, that the fire of the singes of Alak, which is that the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be burnt in the fires of Gehenna. So we see from here that Aluka is one of the names of Gehenna, and therefore Taisus has that difficulty, so then it's not like Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore why wasn't it mentioned in the Gemara as one of the names of Gehenna? Shinnik says, Masa, that begins with the Gemara, in Bein HaNahar, so between the rivers, oh, so then that's where it's going to be. But Taisus explains, where, what's this area? Because the Gemara says, Gan Eden, where is it? It's obviously where there's good fruits like it was by Gan Eden. So if the Gemara says, if it's Bein HaNahar, so then the maskinen is where the entry is. And if it's a bubble, we have two different opinions, Abaye and Rava. But one thing says, Taisus Mashman, sounds like the Bein HaNahar is behind the bubble. Because it says, Bein HaNahar says one thing, and if it's by bubble, it's going to be a different place. And therefore, Taisus, Blake and Pishar Kuntras, the Pishar Yud Yochsen, it's not like Rashi, Nasar Yochsen, Kadushna, Vayin, Bezim, and Aleph, where Gabi Bein HaNahar is when it talks about the area between the rivers. The Gemara says of the Harei Kagoyle Yochsen. It's like the halacha is for a lineage, like the area of Goyle, which refers to Pumadisa. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Gimel, said, We're saying that the area of Bein Anoros is like that. Now, Rashi says that what's Kegela? It's referring to Pumbedisa. So it's saying that the whole area that's between the rivers is going to be an area that we also we have pure lineage, like it is by Pumbedisa. So something from Rashi, the area between the rivers is Bavel, which had that Yichus, which is not like Agamar. But says Taisus of a Pirkin, but actually later on this parak in the Chabezim Abayz, Namemrin, we actually seem to say like Rashi, because the Gemara says Bavel Nami, Makav La Parash Mechad Gisa, that it's surrounded with the Euphrates on one side, but Digris Mechad Gisa and the Tigris on the other side. So from the fact that it says Bein Hanahar, it sounds like the well known one, which we find that reference to Bavel, and therefore actually from there it actually does sound like Rashi that the area between the rivers would be Bavel, but again that seems to be contradicted from our Gemara, which makes it sound like that Bein Hanahar is a different area than Bavel.